AP News. I'm Ed Donoghue. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a no-confidence vote.
The vote in favour of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes.
Johnson has been under fire after revelations he and his staff repeatedly held boozy parties that flouted the coronavirus restrictions they imposed on others in Britain. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says he will skip President Biden's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles this week. He wanted the U.S. to invite Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to the summit. President Biden said no. Ned Price is a State Department spokesman.
The challenges that these three regimes pose to some of the central tenets of the Summit of the Americas that is to be held this week, those challenges were just insurmountable.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned the West not to send longer-range rocket systems to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says assistance will continue.
This is Russia's war, and what we're trying to provide, with historic assistance to Ukraine is so that Ukraine could fight for their freedom.
The former top leader of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group, Henry Enrique Tarrio, and other members have been charged with seditious conspiracy for what federal prosecutors say was a coordinated attack on the Capitol last year. The Israeli government failed to pass a bill extending legal protections for settlers in the occupied West Bank. The vote marks a major setback for the fragile coalition government that could hasten its demise and send the country to new elections. The public defender representing Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz tried to withdraw from his death penalty trial after the judge ordered them to move forward with jury selection, even though a member of the team is sick with the coronavirus. The Dow finished up 18 points. This is AP News. Beijing is reopening as coronavirus case numbers drop.
Diners are returning to restaurants in most of Beijing for the first time in more than a month as authorities further ease pandemic-related restrictions after largely eradicating a small COVID-19 outbreak in the capital. Museums, cinemas, and gyms are now allowed to operate up to 75% of capacity, and delivery drivers can once again bring packages to a customer's door rather than leave them to be picked up. The return to the near normal applied everywhere in Beijing except for one district and part of another where the outbreak still lingers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tiger King star Bhagavan Doc Antle has been charged with laundering more than $500,000, money federal prosecutors say he believed to be proceeds from an operation to smuggle illegal immigrants across the Mexican border into the U.S. Antle is featured prominently in the Netflix documentary. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.